point onwards is embargoed until tomorrow at 12:30.
Without the points deduction, Sean, you'd be ahead of Chelsea, so you'd be 10th. So it seems like they're definitely there to be got at.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. That's pleasing. No, at the end of the day, look, it is what it is. The realities are there. Well, the current realities. But I do understand your point. I think they're a very strong outfit. I know they've been a bit up and down. New manager finding his group and all that sort of stuff. I was at Old Trafford. They've still got quality. They've still got pace. They've still got a depth of experience in football. So we've got to be ready. Back to the point of asking about the points tally. Then, yeah, I mean, when I took over, I think it was 15 points from 20 games. Well, we reversed that and got 20 points from 15. Well, sorry, would have had 20 points from 15 games. That's quite a big swing, as you know. And it shows there's growth in the side. And that's all I spoke about at the beginning of the season. When people asked me about the expectation, was to do better. And I think there's clear signs of that. So that's important.
Games are coming thick and fast, as we know. How do you keep up that momentum now?
Well, it certainly helps when the standards are high in the training ground, which I think we've got there. I think the culture and environment they're working in is very good. And I think they're delivering. I spoke to them this week about it, actually. The drive and determination to train properly every day. I think that's growing all the time. And then giving performances, delivering performances. And, of course, when you're winning, that winning mentality, it's a home game. A good side, we know that, and a big club, but it's a home game. We're a big club ourselves. Our fans are going to be right up for it, obviously. So all them things help with that bit of energy and that extra energy that you sometimes need as a footballer and as a team. So we'll certainly be coming back to Goodison in good shape, ready for the next challenge.
And I think there were moments in the Newcastle game where the players with that experience certainly used it. Chelsea have a lot of quite inexperienced players, so is that another thing to kind of maybe exploit?
Well, they might be have some inexperience in the Premier League, but they've also got some experience in other leagues, and they've got players who have been bought in for a lot of money, and usually there's a reason why that is. So I'm certainly not overthinking. I know there's a bit of noise about the ups and downs of their performances, but I saw them, and I think they're still a good outfit, so we've got to be ready, without a doubt.
Sean, Dwight McNeil scored two huge goals in a week for Everton. He's been very good since you came to the club. What is it about your relationship that helps to bring the best out of him?
You'd have to ask him. I think the simplicity of reminding him what he's good at, believing in him, I think, which I do, and I gave him his debut, obviously. And I think he's a very, very good player, and I've always spoke about it. He puts a lot of weight on himself, and I said, you've got to relax that. You've got to release it. Go and enjoy your performances. Go and play with a smile, as you know, many managers used to say when I was a younger guy, and I think he's one of them. When he plays with a smile, he runs hard for the team. It starts to come together, and I think he's done that ever since I've been here, and I've been very pleased for him and very pleased for us because he's getting the rewards for that. And a fine finish, I mean, he's got power. You know, we know that. But two very, very good goals.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Hi, Sean. What have you made of Chelsea so far? Spent a lot of money, but it's not guaranteeing them success, is it?
Well, it's not always that situation. You know, new manager goes in, a manager I definitely respect, and his staff, and it seems to me he's making changes. He's finding different ways to work with the players, and sometimes that takes time. It did at Tottenham when he was there. I'm sure he's doing his own work with the players to get them into the rhythm that he wants and the way of playing that he wants. You know, we'll have to see when we come across it on Sunday. But, you know, they've got very good players still. And I saw them at Old Trafford, and they regathered themselves, I thought. You know, after a quiet first half, they regathered themselves second half, and they looked like an outfit. So, you know, you don't... I don't think you spend all that money and with a good manager who's knowledgeable and don't get some kind of outcome. So we've got to make sure that we're ready for our performances. I think we have been doing. I think we did tonight against another good side. There's no two ways about it. They've proved that, Newcastle. So I think the focus has to be on us, you know, and that's what we're looking to build here. We want the focus on us. You know, I would say, of course, modern, we all do the analytics, we all do the reports, we all look at the opposition. Every player knows nowadays. But it's about us, and I think it's more about what we're doing and how we're stepping into these games.
Would you have liked the amount of funds he's had to spend yourself?
It's all conjecture. No point. I know it wasn't going to be there. You know, when I took the job, I certainly was under no illusion that there was going to be massive amounts of money. I knew we were going to have to balance it and find ways of working in the market. That's the reality of Everton Football Club. Let's see what the future brings.
And do you think that performance tonight is a catalyst for the change in form at home here?
Well, I think we're performance-wise, I've said before this game, I think performances have been strong. I think the performance against Man United was very strong. Proper head scratcher to lose that 3-0, I thought. So, you know, it's not about the performance, it's about scoring goals and stopping them going to that end. And that's the basics that have to be done, and I think we did that tonight. Well, Jimmy, I hope, because it's a sickness bug, and, you know, you never know, but they can pass very quickly, as we all know. We've all had one, you know, 24 hours. But there are some longer ones. We hope it's a 24-hour situation. So he'd have time to get food back in himself and feel stronger again. Amadou, we're hoping to be around it, possibly in the squad. We'll just have to wait and see how the next couple of days' training goes. So, yeah, there's them two. And then we'll check on Seamus over tomorrow.
Any further questions?
Thanks, everyone. Cheers.